Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced $10 million will be available to local governments in need of help to fix roads, sidewalks, flood walls, sewers, and other infrastructure damaged by higher-than-usual waters along the Lake Ontario shoreline. Emergency response mobile command centers will be set up at various points along the shoreline this week, including Newfane on Tuesday.
You know, I'd love to tell you that there's just one or two areas that are worrisome, but the truth is, with the amount of my district that is on Lake Ontario, there's a lot.
That's State Senator Robert Ort, whose district includes the lakeshore in Niagara and Orleans counties. Ort says high waters are already proving to have a negative economic impact. He points to Olcott Beach, where the operators have made the decision to cancel swimming this summer.
Those shops, they'll be open, but the problem is, without the beaches being opened, and without the recreational fishing and recreational draw that the beach is to the town of Olcott and to that part of Niagara County, those shops and those restaurants are probably going to see a decline.
Ort says the state Senate will be taking up a bill this week that could assist private property owners by providing relief for homeowners, farmers, small businesses, and not-for-profits whose needs are not covered by FEMA or their respective insurance policies. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.